It's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. That means we're playing pre-war recordings during this hour. I thought we'd lead things off with Memphis Minnie. These are the early recordings that she did with her husband at the time, Kansas Joe McCoy.
Come back home. And I'm working, working hard all the time. Some load on rascal, always trying to steal it away. But here I am, I'm working me. I'm doing the best I can. I hate to hear New York Central whistle blow every time she whistles on. To the round house I got to go. Here I am, hard working man. I'm doing the best I can. I don't know, honey, baby, what to do. Don't want to hurt your feelings. He's looking mad with you. But here I am, hard working me. Well, I'm doing the best I can. You got up this morning with a rag around your head. Asked you to cook my breakfast, babe, you went back to bed. But here I am, a hard-working man. I'm doing the best I can. Went out this morning, could not make no time. Didn't have no blue, but I was all worried in mind. But here I am, hard working me. Now I'm doing the best I can. I'm a hard working man, and try to do things that's right. When my woman keeps that on me, I ain't going to work tonight. Then here I am, hard working me. Now I'm doing the best I can.
Well, you said you'd rather feel rattlesnakes. Well, bound.
come crawling across your floor. Well, now that don't worry me, baby. Have it in my mind that I can go. Well, that don't worry me, little mama. Have it in my mind that I can go. Then again, ask them gone. Please, please, now, don't bother with me no more.
Then I want something, mama. And I don't know what it is. Then I want something, mama. And I don't know what it is. If you ever been in my condition, I guess you know just how I feel. My baby asked me, come on, let's go downtown and clown. Said, then my baby asked me, come on, let's go downtown and clown. I said, listen here, mama, you better set your black self down. Pickin' right off of my back fence. Then I'm gonna get me a pickin' right off of my back fence. And I'm gonna whoop my woman clean and tell she learned something. Manager, and you sure got to obey my rules. How you know I'm your manager, my own, and you sure got to obey my rules. Said you ain't no school girl, you sure got ain't nobody's fool. Like Moses, walk just like the good Lord above. Now you sing just like Moses, walk just like the good Lord above. I've been had a gang of women, but you're the only one I really love.
I couldn't even get out of my door. I woke up this morning. I couldn't even get out of my door. Said this wild water got me covered, and I ain't got no place to go. Crying, but I just can't help myself. Now I hear my mother crying, but I just can't help myself. why water keep on rising. I gotta get help from someone else. Now, good morning, Mr. Wild Water. Why did you stop in my front door? Now, good morning, Mr. Wild Water. Why did you stop at my front door? Said you reaches from Cairo, clean down into the Gulf of Mexico. Now don't you hear your mother crying, weeping and mourning all night long. Now don't you hear your mother crying, weeping and mourning all night long. Cause old man Wild Water done been here, took her best friends and gone. Now look at you, Mr. Wild Water, why do you treat me so doggone mean? Now look at you, Mr. Wild Water, why do you treat me so doggone mean? Said you took my house out of Cairo, carried it down in New Orleans.
All right, we were sure before World War II on those sides. We started out with Memphis Minnie and her husband at the time, Kansas Joe McCoy. First Memphis Minnie, Today Today Blues, February 1931. She played one guitar part in the vocals, and her husband, Kansas Joe, played the second guitar. Then that same lineup, this time from February 1932, a year later, and Kansas Joe McCoy did the singing, You Know You Done Me Wrong. Kansas Joe, and I don't know who played the high part and who played the low part between the two of them, and maybe they traded off from song to song, or maybe they traded off at different parts of the same song. I'm not exactly sure how it worked between the two of them. And then a third side with Minnie and Kansas Joe, and Minnie back again on the microphone, and Hard Damn Lie. Wait, what was the... I can't read my own writing. Hard Down Lie was what it was. Hard Down Lie. And it was from March of 1931. And again, Minnie on the vocals and guitar, Kansas Joe on a second guitar. Then we listened to Petey Wheatstraw with a pair of sides, Doing the Best I Can from March 1935. Petey on piano and vocal, and Charlie McCoy, that was Kansas Joe McCoy's brother, Charlie McCoy on a guitar. And then the other side we played by Petey was Rising Sun Blues, also from March of 1935, this time Petey, piano and vocal, Casey Bill Weldon on guitar. And something I'd like to point out about those two recordings, I don't know if you have good enough ears that you caught it, but they were playing the side from one record, and you could hear ghosted in the background another song or more singing. It's the same artist, and that was a phenomenon that used to happen in the early days of record collecting, because in the 1950s and 1960s, most people didn't own 78s or couldn't afford to buy them. And what they would do is go around with collectors, and then they would record them on reel-to-reel tape recorders. And what would happen as they stored them, The one tape would bleed onto another, a magnetic resonance, and it would sort of make a faint impression. It wasn't the main sound, but you could hear it in the background. And that happened on many of the early collector reels. Now, as I was thinking about this and introducing this stuff during the records playing, the thing I wonder why this happened on reel-to-reel tape. Why didn't it ever happen on commercial, like cassette tape or 8-track tape? Because the tape, you know, was tape against tape as it was stored on the reel. Why the magnetic resonance didn't bleed through on the other tapes near to it, on the commercial tapes, I really don't understand. Apparently, it was just the homemade tapes that so many collectors made in the late 50s and early 60s. And it's funny, in almost all the guys that I talked to who were active doing this, they almost all went out and bought reel-to-reel recorders so that they could have record collections and you wouldn't have to have the 78s laying around, because one, 78s, if you get a lot of them, you collect a lot of them, there's a lot of weight that you got to lug around from apartment to apartment. And the other thing is, they were extremely fragile. They did not bend in the least. There was really no flex in these records. You could hit them with a hammer and a chisel and not make a dent with them. But if you bent them just the slightest bit, they would break or crack or split. Anyways, those were the P.D. Wheatstraw recordings, Doing the Best I Can and Rising Sun Blues. And we wrapped up the set with a pair by Kokomo Arnold, Back Fence Picket Blues from January 1937, and then Wild Water Blues, March of 1937. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. This hour, we're listening to pre-war recordings, anything before World War II. And since I always mention this, since we've been doing the Ethel Waters series, our number two was a place where we would always feature classic blues singers. But she's the only one that's being heard during hour number two, so I make a point during hour number three to do a set of the women singers of the 1920s, and we'll start our classic blues singer set with Monette Moore.
To see about my baby, he's my turtle dove. like a glove. Yes, I belong exclusively to one who fully pleases me, 'cause nobody but my baby is getting my love.
Classic blues singer Etta Mooney on the Black Swan label, and of course Fletcher Henderson was the music director at the label, and he led the little band there from November 1922. Lonesome Monday Morning Blues. George Brashear, they say, on trumpet. They said Clarence Robinson, I think, was the guy. Clarence Robinson on trombone, possibly on trombone. Also Fletcher there on the piano among the players. Classic blues singer Etta Mooney. Before that was Eva Taylor, and she was accompanied by her husband and a large ensemble, Clarence Williams on piano, Buster Bailey clarinet, and Eddie South, believe it or not, was that fiddle player that you heard there. Nobody But My Baby Is Getting My Love, from October 1926 on the OK label. And Eva Taylor was almost always heard on the OK label because her husband was one of the A&R men over there. Before that, Lucille Hageman, the second woman to make a blues record, second black woman to make a blues record on the Cameo label, Beale Street Mama, from September 1922, and among the players there was Cyril J. Fullerton on piano. We started the set with Monette Moore, and I believe this was her very first recording, Sugar Blues. It was done in January 1923 for the Paramount label. Clarence Johnson was the piano player. And there you have a set of classic blues singers. We've paid our dues to that genre of music, so let's get back to the country. We'll start this next set with Tommy McLennan.
This is Tom McLennan, the one who put out the Whiskey-Headed Woman Blues. Instead of putting out the Whiskey-Headed Woman Blues, I'm going to put out He's a Whiskey-Headed Man, just like myself and all the rest of you whiskey-headed men. Eat a whiskey-headed man, and he stays drunk all the time. If he sure if he don't stop drinking, I believe he's going to lose his mind. Now every time I see this man, he has some whiskey giant, trying to catch a big bet so he can get him one more half a pint. Call you a whiskey-headed man, and he stays drunk all the time. That's like your old two-bits the rest of them. If you don't stop drinking, I believe he's going to lose his mind. Now every time I see this man, he's staggering down the street, laughing, grinning, talking with most every man he meets. Call it a whiskey-headed man, and he stays drunk all the time. Yeah. Just be sure if he don't stop drinking, I believe he's going to lose his mind. Now every time I see this man, he has some whiskey giant, slipping around that back door, baby, with one more half a pint. He's a whiskey-headed man, and he stays drunk all the time. If they sure if he don't stop drinking, I believe he's going to lose his mind. Yeah, man, whiskey, just like my sister. I like my whiskey and I like my gin. Sure you won't. Yeah. Play along, child. Whiskey-headed man, nah, he stays drunk all the time. Take your time, play it right. Eat a whiskey-headed man, and he stays drunk all the time. Just be sure if he don't stop drinking, I believe he's going to lose his mind.
She studies evil all the time. I got a kind-hearted woman, studies evil all the time. I'd rather her go on and kill me than to have murder on her mind. She'll wake up in the morning, I think I will make her feel glad. Yeah, when I say good morning, you know it makes my baby mad. She's evil but kind-hearted, as sweet can be. I can't help but love her song. She'd do anything in the world for me. She will fix my breakfast, bring it right to my bed, even wash my face, say, baby, let me comb your head. She's evil, but she's kind-hearted, just as sweet can be. I got to love that woman some. She'll do anything in the world for me. The devil call me all kind of names. Something about this woman, I love her just the same. She's evil, but she's kind-hearted, just as sweet can be. I can't help but love her song. She'll do anything in this world for me.
Not got no whiskey, said bring me just one bottle of your beer. Says, hey, house lady, please, ma'am, don't get mad. Says, hey, house lady, please, ma'am, don't get mad. I just want another little drink of that stuff what I just now had. Just like said I is not no human being. Says I've been sitting here playing mama for the whole night long. Says hey, house lady, been playing for you the whole night long. And I said you is not even giving me just one drink or comb.
If you see my sweet baby, please tell her the way that I'm gone. With my sword in my hand, my gun loaded round and round. My sword in my hand, my gun loaded round and round. I'm
I'm gonna battle, I'm gonna battle. If the bad fool carry me down. But I have got ties. Everybody trying to dog me round. I've got ties. Everybody trying to dog me round. I'd as soon be dead, sleeping in the ground. I'm at the deal, I'm at the deal, oh. Do anything you want with me. Dear old Mr. D'Lo, do anything you want with me. When I get through battling Mr. D'Lo, going back to my Utah beat. Right down in Death Valley, ruddy clubs and bones. Down in Death Valley, ruddy clubs and bones. Lord, my sweet woman cries, she cries. She find out where that I'm gone.
Thank you.
That was Louis Black on the Columbia label, December 1927. Spanish Blues was the name of it. It's recorded in Memphis. Got to do this quick. We started with Tommy McLennan, Whiskey Headed Man, December of 1940. Brownie McGee and Evil But Kind Hearted with Melvin Merritt on piano, 1946. Walter Roland and House Lady Blues, July 1933. Lee Green, Down in Death Alley Blues from September 1929. That was on the Paramount label. We had the two Poor Boys, which were Joe Evans, Arthur McLean, this time on guitar and mandolin. Two White Horses in a Line, May of 1931. And that led us around to Louis Black. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number four.